Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, June 20th edition of the program. Got a lot to get to with all of you, including the latest from the Biden regime on the inflation and economy situations. They don't have any answers, but they certainly have some talking points to deploy. We'll discuss that, plus more on the COVID madness from woke libs who think that it's a great thing that small children will now be getting the vaccine in huge numbers across the country. Meanwhile, the baby formula crisis continues on, and we have more information about the police response in the Uvalde shooting. We'll discuss that here coming up in just a moment. But, you know, my friends, if you've ever thought about being a real estate investor, you gotta listen to me right now. I'm a real estate investor. I'd never bought a home even to live in before, and now I'm a real estate investor with multiple properties in my portfolio thanks to Dunn Free Real Estate. They walk you through the whole process. They found me an amazing property. They helped me rent it out right away, and now I get a check every month like clockwork. It's so straightforward, and you learn so much in the process, as well as build wealth and stability for yourself, financial stability and freedom over the long term, and do it in a way that you're really leveraging the expertise of the folks at Dunn for Your Real Estate. All you have to do to start your real estate investment journey right now is go to doneforyoubuck.com. That's doneforyoubuck, B-U-C-K.com. Go check out that website today and you'll see Dunn for Your Real Estate. They know what they're doing. They know how to get this done for you. And real estate investing is such a great long-term plan for your financial security and for your retirement. Doneforyoubuck.com. They're running out of explanations for why the American people feel like everything is on the wrong track. And that's because the only real explanation is that the people that are making the decisions right now and have been making the decisions for 18 months don't know what the heck they're doing, or maybe they do know what they're doing and they just like to destroy the country as much as they can. But things are going very poorly. That much is clear. And the so-called explanations or the offered explanations and talking points don't even make sense. It's not just that I don't think they're compelling. They simply don't make any sense. Here, for example, is over at CBS, the establishment journo, Margaret Brennan, is having to say to the Biden's financial advisor, Brian Deese, or economic advisor, whatever he is, over this Biden spending proposals, that taxes going up isn't actually going to help people who can't afford milk these days. Play clip four.
If we can do a package like that, we can move forward in the near future. It will not only help in lowering prices, but it will send a signal to the markets and the global economy that the United States is really deadly serious about taking on this
inflation. Hiking taxes isn't going to change the price of milk. When and how are you actually putting forward this package?
The package has been debated. It's been worked through.
It failed back when Build Back Better's version of it. So if inflation is the number one priority right now, when are you scheduling a vote to do the things you just laid out?
We're working very closely with congressional leadership, with Senate leadership on that.
Folks, they don't have a plan. They don't actually know what can be done here to make things better. And they also still refuse very stubbornly and in a delusional fashion to accept that things are where they are because of them in the first place, because of their bad ideas, because of their ideological intransigence and their insistence on doing it their way, that they have the answers, that they're better than anybody who stands in their way. We are all now dealing with the economic fallout of it. And you think about the destruction of individual liberty, the authoritarianism, the financial mismanagement, and honestly, just the outright kicking at the load-bearing walls of civilization that the Democrats have been engaged in over the last 2 years during COVID and the BLM riots and all these things that we've seen. Now the $6 trillion of spending. Now, I understand Biden's not responsible for all of that spending, but he is responsible for that spending at a time when we already should have realized we were out of the panic phase of the pandemic and should have just gone on with our lives. Instead, they wanted to use it as an opportunity to spend a whole lot. And the people that you would think in this administration are supposed to be the adults in the room, they're ones that are supposed to be willing to tell people, hey, this is a, going forward, this is not the way we should do things. Here's how we can actually turn things around. They're really unimpressive, too. I mean, Janet Yellen was on ABC over the weekend, and here is what she said. Play clip five.
I expect the economy to slow. It's been growing at a very rapid rate as the economy, as the labor market has recovered and we have reached full employment.
The economy was in a retreat last quarter, was actually negative growth. If we have one more of those, we are officially in a recession. So what is the Treasury Secretary talking about here? Like, what does she think she is saying? I mean, it doesn't matter because she's just trying to prop up the Biden administration in any possible way. And that's where you get the media now running all over, running all kinds of cover for a Biden White House that simply has no idea how to make things better. Because as I've said, they won't even admit up to this point that they have made things worse. Here is just a series of different people going on TV to say recession is not inevitable, as if they say it enough, if they will it into existence, everything will be fine. Play clip seven.
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
Inflation obviously is happening globally. A recession is not inevitable.
Not only is a recession not inevitable, but I think that a lot of people are underestimating those strengths and the resilience of the American economy.
Yeah, we're underestimating the American economy. No, we're just estimating properly the abilities of the people that are making massively important decisions for this economy, and they're not very bright. I mean, here's Jennifer Granholm, for example, telling everybody that Biden's really focused on inflation, as if his focus, I mean, this is Joe Biden. Joe Biden's an imbecile. Joe Biden's too old for the job and not smart enough for the job, yet somehow he's president because Democrats lied about him in a pandemic year, and people were terrified and would vote for anybody other than terrifying Trump. Here is the energy secretary under this Biden regime. Play 11.
The former Treasury Secretary, Larry Summers, he said to me on the show last week that there is certainly a risk of a recession in the next year. Are you and the Biden administration taking preventative steps in case that happens?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the president is really focused on preventing these inflationary increases to the extent he can. Inflation obviously is happening globally. A recession is not inevitable. The president really wants to have a steady and stable recovery. But of course, one of the biggest pieces of these inflationary increases that we're seeing is the price of fuel.
It's all just regime talking points. You notice that? That's why I want to play all that for you. You can hear all these people who are supposed to be thinking critically about this and who have tremendous influence on the outcomes here. All of these individuals, the Treasury Secretary, the Energy Secretary, White House Press Secretary, journos all over the D.C. national political circuit, they're all saying the same things. Why is that? Why isn't it the case that some of them are pointing out that until there's a dramatic course correction from Biden, remember, his entire plan, Build Back Better, his entire plan, which is just, you know, the way they name these things, it's all so, so obvious. You know, it's so blatant, the kinds of lowest common denominator manipulation they engage in when they name these things. But I mean, here, for example, you see that Joe Biden wanted to spend trillions of dollars more. And now even Democrats are having to admit that that made things worse. It made things worse. It really did. So what does that mean the plan is? They don't have one. They don't have one. And also the Democrat Party has really strayed off into la-la land when it comes to their connection to the working class, to people that are struggling under these costs, under the cost of the price of gas, the price of food. CNN host Van Jones talking about the elitism of Democrats. You need to hear this one. He's a big liberal, but he understands there's a problem in the party. Play 13.
We're in danger of becoming a party of the very high and the very low. If you pull out the working class, you've got people who are very well educated and very well off. Those people talk funny. Latinx, I've never met a Latinx. I've never met a BIPOC. I've never met, you know, all this weird stuff that these highly educated people say is bizarre. Nobody talks that way at the barbershop, the nail salon, the grocery store, the community center. But that's how we talk now. So that's weird. And then the people who are very low down on the economic ladder need a bunch of stuff. You wind up over-promising, oh, we're going to give you reparations. To people at the bottom of the economic ladder, talking weird to appeal to people at the top of the economic ladder, and the working class walks away from you.
That is the Democrat Party today, by the way. It is the elites insofar as those who are very wealthy and often feel guilt about their wealth, and those who are dependent upon government and are always going to go with whoever promises the most from government, even if those promises in the past have all turned out to be falsehoods. That is the Democrat Party today. Those who are dependent on government and those who either run the government or are so powerful themselves and financially well off themselves that the government's decisions don't affect them. So, you know, the ultra posh and privileged and the dependent on government handouts. That is the Democrat Party. That's what it has turned into. And everyone else is just sort of trying to figure it out, trying to get ahead, trying to pay their bills and make their lives a little bit more enjoyable. So that is the situation. You definitely don't want to be one of these libs who walks around on TV and shows up and, you know, Brian Stelter and some of these others where you think to yourself, oh my gosh, they're like, that's a guy who just has no free-flowing testosterone, right? You don't want to be one of them. And you can tell, too, they're just sort of walking around, you know, I'm Brian Stelter, I'm just going to cry for no reason. You don't want to be one of those guys. You want to do everything you can to be a man's man, and you want to have the biochemistry to support that attitude, right? Sustained energy all day long and focus. That's what my friends at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, will ensure that you have energy and focus. Their male vitality stack includes the right supplement ingredients for energy and focus, but also testosterone, friends. That's what I'm talking about. You don't want to be one of these beta male libs. You want to be walking around feeling good, feeling like an American man, and Chalk can help you with that. Because, you know, men in America have lost huge amounts of testosterone over the last 50 years. Chalk can help all of us get a little boost to our testosterone levels, proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. Chalk daily. That's what you need to be taking for that. The smart people working at Chalk have combined powerful, natural, and clinically studied herbal extracts to produce these supplements. They're game-changing for men who want to have full, productive days with no peaks or crashes. Chalk is a Texas-based company founded by seventh-generation Texans. Their manufacturing is done here in the U.S. Get the ultimate daily boost for American men. Visit Chalk.com. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Buck, B-U-C-K, as the code when you buy online for a 30% savings. That includes their popular male vitality stack. C-H-O-Q, Chalk.com, and use the code Buck, B-U-C-K, for 30% off Chalk.com. Go check it out. So now they've opened up vaccines to six-month-old to 4 and 5-year-olds, Moderna and Pfizer. And remember that they had to set this up so that it would be a three-dose regimen, because two is not enough, because two didn't actually show any efficacy. And now what they said is, well, at least with three doses, it'll show antibody production, which doesn't actually necessarily mean you have long-lasting or even effective coverage. But they don't care. There's a remarkable number of parents out there who are just a bunch of libs watching too much CNN, listening to NPR, believing what the apparatus is brainwashing them with all the time, the COVID CDC absurdity. And they believe all this stuff despite seeing it all fail. They believe all this stuff despite, at some level, there must be recognition that much of what they've been told up to this point has been proven beyond any doubt to be untrue. And you're going to have these parents, I just know it, in the days ahead, who are going to be taking photos of themselves with their young children getting the shot and acting like they're heroes for doing this and crying tears of joy because their two-year-old, who has basically not been out of the home for 2 years, not been able to see anyone, not been able to do anything, their two-year-old will finally be able to have a somewhat normal life. And what I'm here to say is the two-year-old should have had a normal life 2 years ago when it was born. Should have been living a normal life for a child of that age. And it's unfortunate, but the parents who have gone on with this stuff, or gone along with this stuff, have, and I know they don't want to hear this, but it's true, they've engaged in child abuse. They have engaged in abusing their own children. And they may never be able to undo some of the developmental delays and other problems that they have created in this. So that is certainly something that you will, unfortunately, I think, see playing out in the days and weeks ahead. And then just one more thing caught my eye over the weekend as I was reading up on all the news. There's now a report from, I think it's ABC News, that the Uvalde police that were in the hallway at that horrible shooting in Uvalde, Texas, never even tried the door to see if it was locked. As in, they just waited in the hallway and waited and waited and waited some more, over 70 minutes, while there was an active shooter in there with defenseless small children. Full-grown men, body armor, guns of their own, in the hallway, still ongoing shooting inside, children bleeding out, and they didn't even try the door? If they're going to blame this on procedure, they're going to need to explain how any sane person could think that that would be a procedure that makes any sense. And if they're not going to blame it on procedure, then we have to take a moment and say, hold on a second. Was this a case of some of those officers just lost their nerve in that moment in time? Did they lack the courage to fulfill their obligation and their oaths to the community, to those children and their families? That when the time comes, you are armed and you are empowered by the state to run toward and even into the line of fire. And this is a question we're going to continue to ask until we get the answers. Because right now it looks terrible for the officer response in Uvalde before that Border Patrol BORTAC team came on scene and went in there and shot that evil piece of garbage who was killing those kids. So we will continue to follow that until we get real answers here. My sense is that they will probably delay the official accounting of what happened there as much as possible so that they will let the anger dissipate a bit over what happened. But is it possible that this was egregious cowardice from some of the officers who arrived on the scene? Based on the facts right now, it is certainly possible. And we'll continue to ask those questions. It's about what's true here, folks. It's about what's reality. Thanks for joining me here on the Buck Sexton Show. I will talk to you tomorrow. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.